Okay, fabulous. Well, I want to welcome each and every one of you to the call today. And what we'll be working on is your life purpose statement. If, in fact, you have worked on it before, your own life purpose statement, I would recommend that for today you do it from scratch as if you've never worked on it before at all, and see what the outcome is for yourself. I would like to take a moment and introduce myself, if I may. So I'm Kathleen Sims, and I'm a coach for and a mentor coach for Relationship Coaching Institute. I also have owned a healing and counseling center for 15 years called the Center for Conscious Living, and for 25 years, I've had my business, the Center for Conscious Relationships. So I do counseling and coaching, and I teach transformational seminars on living your vision and also on manifesting your soulmate. So I've been doing work with this for 25 to 30 years. So I love working with people, having them be inspired about discovering their life purpose. So I'm thrilled to be here on the call and have all of you to work with. So first, I would like to begin with just talking about life purpose for a minute and how I look at it. I look at your life purpose to be. A lot of people think their life purpose is going to define for them what their work is. Like you'll hear people say, what am I here to do? And that isn't what life purpose is to me. Life purpose would be, who am I? Why am I here on the planet at this time? And what would be my focus every minute of every day? So it wouldn't be just when I'm at work. It would be for me to align my consciousness on my life purpose and come from that context from the minute my feet hit the floor throughout my entire day, wherever I am and in whatever I'm doing. So it isn't defining your work per se. It's defining who you are. Who you are in the world. So I use life purpose statement as a tool for my own personal growth and to realign me with my true nature when I am uncomfortable or having a conversation that doesn't, you know, feel very good, it's not going well. I use it as a tool to remind myself to get back on center, sort of a moment of remembering who I am and to come from that place in the conversation. And typically, a fabulous shift occurs and the conversation begins to go down a more effective and loving path. Let me make that distinct from having a purpose in each area of your life. So we've worked before with the Wheel of Life, which is separating out all the main areas of your life and looking at each one to see how you feel about each area of your life. And the way I work with people is I have them actually do a purpose in each area. So on a scratch paper, if you would, I'm going to ask you to write a diagram which will help you understand this as I'm speaking. So the first thing I'd like you to do is to write about 6 squares or rectangles horizontally across the paper. And each of those little boxes will represent a different area of your life. So if you take a minute and do that, we're going to pretend for the sake of the conversation that you have 6 different areas of your life. You probably have 10 or 15, but we'll work for 6. And then in each of those boxes, define each box, if you would, as what area it is. So one might be your life work, one might be your love relationship, one might be family relationships, your spiritual life, your well-being, your environment, any of those things. And now on top of each box, or a rectangular box, put a smaller box right on top of each one. And in each of those, write the word purpose. So it would mean purpose in that area. The fourth box is a loving relationship. The little box on top of it would be, what is your purpose in that loving relationship? They would have different purposes for different areas. Okay, and now above that, make a box that's horizontal that goes as wide as all six boxes. So it might be 5 inches wide and 1 inch high or something like that. So it's like an umbrella over all the other boxes. And in that, write the phrase life purpose. Okay, having that diagram in front of you as I'm speaking will help what I'm talking about make more sense to you. So life purpose is an umbrella purpose. Why am I here on the planet at this time? And it would align with all of the areas of my life. Life purpose is the highest of the highest vibration, and it's the broadest of all purposes. In other words, the other ones have a more narrow focus, like relationship focus or life work focus. So the more you focus down on a particular area, the lower the vibration becomes. So life purpose is the highest thought, the broadest thought, the highest vibration. That which uplifts you, it also is a mirror reflecting who you are. Now, my recommendation is the boxes of each area of your life would be, for example, you would describe your vision in each area. So those six boxes, you would create your visions for each area. So it's more, what would it look like and how would it feel? Written as in present time, as if it is right now, right here, right now, manifest. And then right above it would be the purpose in that area, and you would use the same format we're going to use today to do each of those purpose statements. Okay, and then moving on up, each one is a higher vibration in consciousness. The top one is the life purpose statement, and that's the umbrella or the context for all of it. Now, it doesn't mean if you have six purpose statements that you're going to go around and you're going to try to think about all of them all the time. The point of doing the process in front of you is, the point of it is the process itself. So in other words, if I focus on my relationship vision and purpose, and then next I focus on my life work purpose and vision, and so on, what that actually does is it makes me go deep inside with each focus and define what is most deeply important to me. And putting it out on paper, I have to clarify it and, you know, get specific and that kind of thing. So when you're done doing that, it's actually you've become programmed internally with that idea. So the process itself in that clarification is what's important. After doing that, it's as if it's already programmed into the vibrations of your being and your consciousness. You don't really have to think very much about it. And when those are all aligned to your life purpose, if you focus on and come from the place of your life purpose, all the rest will come along with it automatically because they're all aligned. So, and when we focus on the highest vibration and the broadest thought, it brings everything underneath it that's less than that with it. So that's the way to work with this. So first let me ask you, do any of you have any questions? If you're on mute, push *6 so that you're not muted. And I'll wait a minute for any questions. Okay, I'm going to assume that everybody's clear about where we are and what we've done. Hello? Did somebody have a question?
Yeah, this is Don.
Yes,
The diagram that we made, we filled in the boxes with the descriptions like light processes, you know, the different areas.
Yes.
If we were doing it, you know, just on our own, we wouldn't put those in there, but we'd write the statements in there, in the box.
If you, what was going to, yes, I think the answer is yes. Let me just give you an answer and make sure that I'm clear about your question. What we're going to do today is we're actually going to do the first cut of a life purpose statement, and you would fill it in there. You would fill it in there when you get the statement honed down to being exactly how you would like it to be. Okay, then on your own, if you wanted to continue doing this process for yourself, I mean, it might take you a month to do it, you would take each area individually. So let's say I decided this week for 3 days I wanted to work on my manifesting a loving relationship. Then what I would suggest you do is to sit down with, you know, paper in hand, close your eyes, and imagine if you had an ideal loving relationship, what would it look like and how would it feel? And fill in a paper that you're calling your loving relationship vision. And then use the same format we're using today to define your purpose in that loving relationship. And you would do the same for each of them.
Okay.
Now, it sounds like a lot of work, and it might be a lot of work, but I'll tell you, I'll give you an example. I do this work in the 35-hour intensive that I've been teaching for 30 years, and we do this work on the weekend, plus a lot of other work. And one of the participants filled out her book and had all her visions and all her purposes, and they were quite high thought and quite a ways from where she was in her current life. And 6 months later, we were talking, and I asked her how long since she'd looked at her book and all those visions and purpose statements and so forth. And she said she hadn't looked at it since the class, which was 6 months later. So she got her book out and looked at the entire book. The visions and purpose statements did not seem like anything that she could manifest. They were like so ideal.
Mm-hmm.
And what had happened is she had manifested every single one of them and beyond what she had written in there. So, you know, she got a new wonderful job. She got a new place, beautiful place to live. She found her soulmate. They were engaged to be married. I mean, every single thing happened. And she didn't even look at her book after that. So that's an example of the process itself permeates your consciousness because you're looking deeply, not logically. And so your whole being gets permeated with those ideas. So words are vibrations. The higher the word, the faster the vibration. The more uplifting the word is, the higher the vibration. And the more that has the opportunity to reprogram your consciousness. When that happens, then it goes with you, whether you're thinking about it or not. Your vibration, you know, of your entire being has changed, and you manifest from that level of vibration and attracting to you. I mean, it's the law of attraction in action. Did I answer your question?
Yes.
Did I give you more than you needed?
Yes, but welcome, believe me.
Okay. Clarity is one of the things that's important to me. So anybody else have any questions? I'd be glad to answer if you have them. Hello? Okay, I guess that's somebody going back on mute. Alrighty, so let's go on to the next thing. So the first thing is that life purpose, actually, your life purpose, it answers the question, why am I here on the planet? It's also a context from which to live. So in other words, it's what I stand in wherever I am, whether I'm thinking about it or not. It's the definition of who I am. In the life purpose statement, I'm just going to go real quick over the three parts of it. We'll go more into it as we're doing it. So the way life works in the manifestation process is we start with a state of being. So it's what my thoughts are, what my beliefs are, my perceptions, interpretations, that kind of thing. So we start with B, And then whatever my beliefs are, I will go out and do the things that those beliefs are in expression. So we go from be to do. And then we go to have, which is what result that produces. So the way we are as human beings, everything we do goes from be to do to have. Now, when we have things we don't like, typically what we try to do is change the result, so we work on the have, or we typically try to change the do, like I'm going to do it differently. But if we don't change and transform the be, we will still keep producing the same thing we did not want to do. So I can try to change my behavior, but if I haven't worked on the be and changed my beliefs, my results will still be the same even with new behaviors. So with anything you want to change, if you don't like the results in your life, go back and ask yourself, what are my interpretations, my beliefs, my perceptions? Who am I in this area that I'm unhappy with? And start your work on the being end. Okay, so with life purpose, the be part is, who am I as a being? So what you'll be looking at is, how would I describe qualities about myself that I already am innately that I already innately possess, but it doesn't mean I am being that in the world all the time. Like when I am being my most ideal self, which I'm going to call authentic self, how am I being? Like, for example, I might be being loving when I'm my authentic self. Then the doing is, okay, if I take my loving self out into the world, how do I behave? What are my actions? What are my behaviors? And that's the doing part. And again, that would be when I'm being my authentic self, my highest, best self. What am I doing out in the world? And then the last part to have, particularly in life purpose, and this is sometimes the piece that people leave out, the have is, how do I want the world to be in its ideal form? So in the end, we're going to be, I'll have you describing statements that define in your mind an ideal world. And that's the result you want to have. You would speak it in present time. Now, the reason that particular piece is there is that every purpose needs to be something bigger than yourself, which is what motivates and stimulates you and inspires you to go out in the world. So if I have a purpose statement that just says who I am in the being state and what I do, but it doesn't put a result in there that's bigger than me, then it does not, I do not expand and grow from the use of it. When I do have a have piece, it's like creating a vision of the world that I want to have manifest. And when I have my life purpose, considering every thought I have and every action I take is making a step of a difference in the entire world, creating it to be an ideal place for everyone. So you've heard the phrase before, let peace prevail and let it begin with me. So we have to start with ourselves. So in a life purpose, the being part I already am when I'm at my best, I don't need to get fixed, I don't need to grow, I don't need to change. I already know that I am that when I'm being my best self. And then going out in the world, holding the idea that every action I take, every word I speak, has the potential of making a difference in transforming the world. So holding myself as living in my space of an ideal world, and then it shall be. So that's the context and the usage of the purpose statement. Now, in my own life, I think 25 years ago or something, I created a life purpose statement for myself, and I really felt good about it. It's important, they're inspiring and uplifting. It was in a level of consciousness I wanted to grow into, therefore be it more of the time. I don't remember the whole statement, but the middle words are the most important part of it. And the middle words for me in this statement were, empowering myself and all others to our highest good. That was the middle part of the statement. And I used it as a tool for growth, in every area of my life. And after about a year and a half, I realized that I wasn't thinking about it anymore. I hadn't read it anymore. And I wondered if it was time for me to get it back out and get back aligned to it had I, you know, gone unconscious or something. So I got the statement out and I looked at it again and I read it again. And it's like, what happened to this? And what I realized is I did use it very actively in programming myself and programming my behaviors, and I had grown into it. In other words, empowering myself and all others towards our highest good was something that I had become, that it was a place I was coming from when I was, you know, in a good state, when I was not in my ego state. And that I felt complete with it. So I realized it was time for me to sit down and redo my purpose statement in present time and to have that be another uplifting tool for growth. What happened was I did use this very same process. I redid my purpose statement and that has been, the new one has been my purpose statement. I have not fully grown into it and manifested it, and I've had it for probably 13 years or something like that. So, and it took me 9 months to get it down to exactly what I wanted it to be. So, and I want to give you, I will read it to you at the end after you do your own, process. Also, my late husband did Live Your Vision with me, teaching it, which was pretty funny. And he did the life purpose statement process, and, he never wrote more than, you know, 2 lines on Christmas cards and birthday cards the whole time I was married to him, which was 38 years or something. And in Live Your Vision, he got in a state that he was able to bring his purpose through and write it down in one rendition. And, I mean, really, my husband had never written anything. And it was totally complete in the one head of it. Mine took 9 months, so there's no right way to do this. It's different for everyone. What I can tell you, though, is when you have worked with it and it goes ka-chunk, it sort of it hits you right in your center, you know that that's it. So be patient with yourself if it takes some processing work. I had another client that did Live Your Vision, had difficulty, kept redoing her purpose statements. It kept not being it. And probably 6 months later, she was driving down the street. And while she was driving, the whole statement just came right in front of her. And she pulled over, stopped the car, and wrote the whole thing down. And that's been her purpose statements for 10 years since I've known her. So don't feel like it has to be any certain way. Okay, why don't we go to the material. Again, let me just take a minute. Do any of you have any comments or questions before we start working on the process itself? And if you do, star 6 if you're muted, so you unmute. Okay. So if you take out the life purpose worksheet, and in the first section on the top, I'd like you to write somewhere between 5 and 10 words that you consider to be innate qualities of your personality or traits of your personality when you feel like you are being your best self or your essential self or authentic self. So those are words that are being states. They're qualities. They're qualities of your authentic self. And I'll be quiet for a minute and take a minute and write down somewhere between 5 and 10. Okay. What I would like to do is I'd like several of you, if you would, to unmute yourself, star six, and I want to ask several of you if you would just read your list. What that does is help other people to prompt their own creativity. So who would be willing to unmute and share some of the things you wrote down? I'd step right up. You're awesome. Hello?
Hi, this is Don.
Yes. Uh-huh, thank you.
I only came up with six, but I'd be happy to share.
Okay, thank you.
Honest, open, congruent, happy, introspective, and expressive.
Great. That's a great list. Thank you. Very nice. I'd like two other people to also share their words, please.
Hi, this is Camille.
Uh-huh, Camille, thank you.
Let's see, I wrote loving, caring, generous, empathetic, enthusiastic, dedicated, friendly, and compassionate.
Fabulous. Very good. You can tell by both of the examples that people gave how different they are. It's like there's ways that they are the same, Dawn's and Camille's, and there's ways that they're also very unique and different. And that you can get a feeling of each of them just when they're reading their words and their voice. Does those sound like them? And how about one other person? Unmute and share, please. Hello? Okay, we're going to move on to the next one. It's really helpful when people step forward, and I know sometimes when I'm on a call, I stay muted and I don't say anything, sort of staying introspective in myself. It really is helpful to other people, though, when you share it. So be expressive and step forward to any opportunity. Okay, let's go to the do section. So the do, those words are action words, they're verbs. So it's when I am behaving my best, what kinds of things, how am I behaving with other people. And they need to be words that you can do anywhere with anyone. So you're not going to write down here, I go to the movies. Instead, you're going to write down here words like empowering or something, or loving or something like that. Something you can do with anyone, anywhere. And you feel good when you're doing it. So I'll be quiet while you do that. Okay, who would be willing to share some of the things that you wrote down? If you would star six and share some of your words with people, would be great. Camille, what did you write down?
Okay, I wrote a lot. I wrote communicate, connect, advise, lead, share, understand, compromise, support, influence, nurture, play, and connect.
Wow, what a great list. That's terrific. Gives you lots of opportunities there to do a lot of things with people.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, that's great. Thanks, Camille. Did I hear you, Don, on the line?
Yes. Connecting, affirming, healing, encouraging, sharing, and playing.
Right, playing is the last one?
Yes.
Great. That's definitely, you want your life purpose statement to be inspiring to you, so it's important for it to have love and fun and inspiration in there, so that's great. I like that word playing. What about anybody else like to share? Actually, Claudia or Senyata or Laura, if you'd like to watch me and share and be fabulous. Claudia, okay, you'll have to speak louder. Your voice is really tiny for some reason.
Okay, is this better?
Yeah, that's a little better.
Good. I have inspire, love, support, share, motivate, emphasize, trust, care, listen, communicate, and affirm.
Oh, great. While I have you off mute, why don't you go ahead and share what are some of your words in the being section?
Sharing, giving, caring, joyful, receiving, energetic, curious, spontaneous, honest with self and others, creative.
Great, fabulous. Okay, good. So anyone else for the last opportunity here before we move on to have? Anyone want to share the be or the do? Okay, we will move on to the have. And before we do the have part, I want to say something. Earlier, I talked about the different areas of your life that you would make a vision, let's say in relationship, and a different one in life, work, and so forth. When you do the purpose using this worksheet, and you do purpose of relationship or purpose of your life work, the have section would be the same. In other words, let me just do relationships, since that's one of my main areas of focus. So the relationship, when you would be doing the relationship purpose, it would be, who am I innately when I'm being my best in relationship? And then what kinds of things would I be doing in this loving relationship to bring it forward, to bring my qualities, innate qualities forward? And then the have would be, what do I want to have for myself? What do I want to have for my partner? But it also is important that it includes, what do I want to have for something greater than the two of us? And this is vitally important, this the concept of that. So in other words, when my husband was alive and we had a life purpose statement, it would be, so out of being together, he and I, and being our best together, how did he want to feel? That would be part of it for him. How did I want to feel? What did I want to have, you know, happen to me as a result of it? And then out in the world, how would things be idealized by us being on purpose in our relationship? Then when I would go out in the world, I could be with Jim or by myself and still be coming from the purpose in my relationship with him. So in other words, when I would be doing my work, for example, in the world, and I'm teaching a course on relationships, and he's at home taking care of the forts and the kids, I still would be coming from the purpose in my relationship with him is for us to be a model to ourselves, our family, and the community of love existing. So when I would be teaching a seminar by myself about relationships, I would be coming forth from that idea. So the have would be bigger than myself, and I could pass it on as a model inspiration to others. So I wanted to show you how in another area you would use the have part is really important. So back to this have, in your life purpose, we're talking about the planet. So if you could imagine an ideal world, everything had had manifest exactly as you wish the worm to be. In this section, write a few phrases that describe that picture. Now, sometimes it's easier to do this one with your eyes closed and to take a minute picturing the planet. What does it look like? What's going on? How are people behaving in an ideal world? And write down a few phrases, and I'll be quiet in a minute. And be sure that you have some feeling words, intrinsic value words, in those phrases. And intrinsic value words are things like the word inspiring or inspiration. That's an intrinsic value word. Words that have feeling to it that are important to you. And I'll be quiet while you make a few statements. Okay, now anybody who would like to share your phrases, that would be helpful for everyone. Who would be willing to do that?
Hi, this is Camille.
Thank you.
I just said that I would want people to learn how to relate to each other in a more loving way, to be more tolerant and understanding. And also they could become more confident, so they could realize their potential, manifest their dreams, find happiness, peace, and love, living their perfect life. And I just wrote two things that I really have inspired me, and that's Wayne Dyer's, when he would say, he used to say, don't die with your music still in you. And also one that's let go, when we let go of what we are, we become what we might be.
That's great. Yeah, those are such great quotes. Camille, can I coach you slightly with a couple things?
For sure.
That would be helpful for everyone. Read the phrases again, and I will stop you. When there's two or three of them, I want to ask you a couple questions about. So if you could start from the top and read down again.
Okay, I wanted people to learn how to relate to each other in a more loving way.
Okay, let's work with that one. We'll start right there with that one. So, wanting people to learn is stating it in the future.
Oh, okay. So it's so that people are you're supposed to say it all in the future? I mean, in the present, that people are are learning or learn or know how?
What is the phrase again?
Something that people, instead of wanting the people to learn, so they would, people are learning or know how? How would you state
What's the rest of the phrase?
To relate to each other in a more loving way and be more tolerant and understanding.
So you take learn out of it altogether, because learn is that they're in process of learning.
Okay.
So you just use the end of the phrase. They are already, and then what's the
people
end of the
are relating, you'd say, to each other in a more?
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly. So they're already doing it. They've already learned it. The job's done. We're not waiting for it to happen. It's already happened. So you can hold it, hold the idea and living of it, living in it, that it's already true.
Okay.
And read me a couple others and I'll do the same thing. A couple others may be the same thing. There was one that had the word manifesting in it.
Manifesting their dreams. More confidence that they are able to manifest their dreams, realize their potential and manifest their dreams.
What's the word before manifesting their dreams?
See, I just wrote more confidence, able to realize their potential and manifest their dreams.
So it would be they have realized their potential.
Okay.
And
manifested.
You know, they have manifested their dreams. Yes, exactly. So again, that's the job's already done. It's already happened. It's alive and well.
Or would you put something like that they are manifesting their dreams, meaning that it's happening? Rather than had it happen?
If it's in that they continue to manifest their dreams,
right.
Meaning ongoingly, they have more dreams than they continue to manifest.
Right, different
with
one.
That idea, then yes, that's fine. They live like that. It's like they
mm-hmm.
live in a space of continuously manifesting their dreams.
Right, because you're always changing.
You don't have to use the words I use, but
mm-hmm.
whatever words would hold that idea, this continuum. That's fine, sure.
Right.
Okay, good. Anybody else who would be willing to share, and I'll see if there's anything that I can help
I will.
With you and others.
I will. This is
okay,
Debbie.
Debbie, good. Thank
uh-huh.
you.
Okay, the have are fulfillment, harmony, balance, joy, kindness, empowerment, sense of community, union, celebration of life, appreciation, compassion, newness, creation.
Wow, what a fabulous list. So when we're putting it together, you'll be making some of those into statements rather than just one word.
Okay.
And earlier, one that was a statement was creating community or living in community, something like that. What was the community?
Sense of community.
Yeah. So that would be like people having a sense of community is where everybody feels like they belong.
Mm-hmm.
And belonging is one of the very, very top intrinsic values that people are always yearning for, to find
mm-hmm.
places where they feel like they belong. So that's a really important one. So you'll be, Debbie, you gave also great examples in your list of words that are intrinsic values. So earlier I suggested that people have a few intrinsic value words in their have part because, and you, a lot of your words are that. So intrinsic values are when I'm feeling my highest and best, what kinds of feelings am I feeling? I call them crystallized feelings.
Mm-hmm.
So examples are fulfillment and passion and inspiration. And you have a wonderful list of intrinsic values. Would you read your list again if people can listen from that perspective of getting more clear about what intrinsic values are? Before you do that, let me just say this, that everything we do as human beings is because we want to feel internally intrinsic values. So some of these words that Debbie will reread again are that. So in other words, we do something and then it feels good, and then we want to feel good again, so we do it again. When we define and clarify, a bird just hit my window. When we define and clarify the intrinsic values that are the most important to us that we want to feel, then we begin with the feeling. We ask ourselves also, what are different things I can do today that I would feel like that? So when we're in the experience of an intrinsic value, we are experiencing ourselves as a spiritual being in a human form. And in those moments that we're experiencing innately what we are and who we are, those feelings exist inside of us. And that's what we're yearning for, to keep experiencing as much as possible every day, who we are and our real self on a feeling level. So from that point of view, if all of you listen to her list again, she has a great list for that.
Okay. Fulfillment. Harmony, balance, joy, kindness, empowerment, sense of community, union, celebration of life, appreciation, compassion, newness, creation.
Great. That's fabulous. So about 50% of the words you read are intrinsic value words. So that's because we can inspire others from you. That's fabulous. Anybody else willing to read their have list?
Hello.
Good. Thank you.
To be perfectly honest, the first thing that I wrote, it was living in a world of peace. And I realized that there was more and I couldn't get it out, but as I listened, it came to me, there's peace on the planet that emanates from a shared sense of global connection. We experience the highest common good and create a vital global community.
Fabulous. How does that feel when you read that?
It felt good. I mean, I've been surprised, but as I've been doing the work in this training, I've been surprised to find out how much peace played a part in my values and vision.
Yeah, when it keeps coming up as a pattern, that definitely is telling you something that right now in your life, that is really important to you. Often when we keep repeating intrinsic value words in different exercises, what I found is either that I'm in a rut and I'm not thinking deep and broad enough, or that one is such a top priority that I want to have it as much as possible. And what I found in my life is that I had certain intrinsic value words in my purpose statement and in my visions, and then when I redid them, you know, 5 or 10 years later, different words came forth, and one was freedom at a later time. And I hadn't ever even been thinking about the word freedom. It never showed up in any of my pages before that. And then the year that it showed up, it was in a lot of different things I was doing, purposes and visions and this, that, and the other. And I looked at that and was like, oh my gosh, this year, my word is freedom, that particular year. It's like, I want to do and think and be anything and everything I can to free myself. And what that meant to me at the time was freeing myself from my ego. And I consider that being free. So that has become for me like a lifelong challenge, if you will. I consider being free to be free of my sabotaging voice and the ego that, you know, from time to time puts me into fear or whatever. I want to be free of that. So great. The other thing I want to point out to all of you is how valuable it is to hear other people share theirs, to always know that when you share on these kind of phone calls that you are contributing to others. And a great example was that Don had one thing written down. He listened to Debbie share the words and me talk about it, and then all these other phrases came forth. So that's a great example of how much we can inspire and teach and learn from each other. So thank you, Don.
Cool.
Uh-huh. Anybody else? Okay. Hello?
Hi, Claudia. I'm sorry.
Okay, and again, you need to speak louder. I don't know why, but you're not very loud on the phone.
It's probably because I have a headset on. My purpose in life is to be conscious, authentic, and empowering, while I lovingly support co-creating a world that is peaceful, compassionate, and connected.
How does that feel?
Great.
Does it feel great?
Yeah.
Terrific. That's terrific. Good job. So the format, it sounds like, was easy for you.
Yeah, because it basically is laid out in the top.
It is. It sure is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's fabulous. And the other page that came with it very much gives the instructions. So if you were on your own and forgot what we did, it just walks you through what you just did. So thank you very much, Claudia. I'm going to be quiet now for a minute and have all of you on the line do what Claudia did, which is, so go to each section and pick two of your most favorites in the be section, two of your most favorites in the do section, and two or three in the have section. And you would fill them in on the bottom in those three spaces. So two on the first line, two on the second line, and then two or three phrases on the last line, which you might need a new piece of paper to do. And I'll be quiet while you do that. Okay. Now I would like for three others of you please to unmute and read your purpose statement so that I can take also, that'll help everybody tweak their own creativity. It will also help me sort of explain the next layer of how to be with this and what to do next. So who would like to read theirs? Camille, how about you?
Well, actually, it takes me a long time. It takes me a long time to get like the different words and things together when I put something together. So I just had a part of it. You know, I was trying to think of the words like my is to be, the two or the first one. And it's something about like being able to communicate and be compassionate while helping others realize their potential, manifest their dreams, and find happiness, peace, and love, living the life they deserve.
That's a great phrase. I like that, living the life they deserve. That's a great phrase. So for the sake of helping you see how the format works for you, knowing it's definitely not your final rendition, would you be willing to pick a couple of them in each of these areas and end up making a phrase out of it?
In which one? To go back, you're saying, to what I did?
Read to me again what you did.
Well, I was, as I said, I was trying to find the two important words first to
yes,
the beginning.
Okay.
And so I'm not really sure because there's so many. It's almost like I want to be able to lead people because a lot of times when I do speaking to people, they just say, wow, you really helped me so much. That I want to continue to do that. I'm just trying to get the right word, like influence and to help others. I would like to help others realize, or I'm helping others realize their potential, manifest their dreams, and find happiness, peace, and love living the life they deserve.
Okay, all those phrases pretty much go in the do section.
In the do.
In the do section, except the last one, which is living the life they deserve. That goes in the have section.
Right. So I just wanted to find the right adjective first to put.
Yeah,
to
and
describe
the being,
my being able to influence people in some way. So just kind of look at the words that I use. And somehow to communicate to people or compassionate and communication. There's so many words that I don't know what to pick, and connecting, things like that.
Go ahead. What, can I work with you for a minute?
Sure.
Because this will help everyone. Because I think that almost everything, a lot of things you put go in the doing section, even the ones in the being section. So let me help you tweak it for a minute and just remember you can go back and, you know, change every single thing and whatever. So in the being section, it's when you get out of bed, this is before you go out of the house, when you're by yourself and your feet hit the floor and you know you're going to go out and do a speaking engagement or whatever or meet a friend, what are the qualities of your personality that you want to bring forward in that exchange? So they're one-word items.
Mm-hmm.
So what's your list with that? Definitely.
Oh, because the list that I had before was like, no, as I said, loving and caring, enthusiastic.
Yep. Okay, that's great. Now, did you put any of those in the, those are all being words, that's fabulous.
Right.
And
we see the thing is, I have those words, but I know that I want to look for others since this is just the first thing we're doing in a couple of minutes.
Yes.
And it takes me lots of times when I'm writing, I will write things like four or five times over again before I do it.
Oh, well, absolutely.
So right now I'm thinking, I'm trying to fit the word in and I don't think I'm finding that on my beat list right here. But
okay,
word I want to put in. So I'm sure that, you know, looking over it, I'll be able to find other words that will fit better in that.
Absolutely. I'm going to read you a couple of purpose statements that when you listen to them, you can tell the person worked on for a long time. So, and where I began with my purpose statement, it morphed over and over and over again. Every word was changed many times.
Right. That's why I'm not finding the right fit in this one.
Yeah. So, for the sake of understanding how the piece goes together,
mm-hmm.
would you be willing, knowing this is not yet your life purpose statement, would you be willing to take to that strike you in the first section, knowing you're going to search for more words and these aren't it yet?
Like two of my two, just pick two that I wrote?
That you wrote that you resonate with the most.
Okay, I just have to say enthusiastic and compassionate.
Okay, terrific. So if you put those on the first line, just so I know that by the time you hang up, you see how it fits together.
Mm-hmm.
So put those two on the first line. And then you had a lot of wonderful ones in the doing section. What would be two that you want to make sure they are ones that can work anywhere you are, including with the grocery clerk? And two that you see yourself, you know, able and liking to do anywhere you go.
I like to share things with people, share knowledge, and connect with people, support people, things like that.
Okay, so how do I connect with people for the sake of the exercise?
Mm-hmm.
And then what did you have? A couple phrases in the having.
And then I used the ones that I said about helping realize their potential, manifest their dreams, and find happiness, peace.
Okay, so what you, if you use only those phrases in the statement, that is the, actually those are phrases that are good examples that might be at the end of a purpose for your work.
Mm-hmm.
You see? And with this, what I recommend that you do if you want to, is use that same idea, except, again, describe it in present time, and that everyone on the planet has done those things. So I think you said manifest your dreams, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So it would be co-creating a world where everybody has manifested their dreams, as an example.
Okay, so that's...
Which would work, right? So if you took a couple of those and then just strung it together as a sentence, taking that look and see what you come up with, knowing absolutely you're going to be in process with this as long as you want to be.
Okay, but now when you're saying something about, like, talking about others, like your work, and when I said others manifesting their dreams, but you're saying that something about the world manifesting, isn't this all part of other people doing it?
Co-creating a world in which everyone has manifested their dreams.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So, and part of the reason, and this again is the learning for everyone, part of the reason for this is so that you can imagine the idea that every exchange you have not only can empower the person you're having the exchange with to potentially manifest their dreams, that in so doing, it actually changes the vibration on the whole entire planet and helps everybody move towards that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it's like turning it into a global idea that you at the grocery store actually are making a global difference in every exchange you have.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Okay, fabulous. All right, let me have one other person read theirs, and then can I come back to you in just a couple minutes?
Oh, sure.
And you'll sort of string it together and read it to us? Would
mm-hmm.
that be okay?
Mm-hmm.
Fabulous. Who else would like to read theirs? Don, do you have one?
Yes. My purpose in life is to be congruent and loving while I am. Connect and affirm, creating a world that is living out the highest good possible.
Read the last phrase again, if you would. Or actually, read the thing over again.
A
little bit louder. And
to be congruent and loving while I connect and affirm others, co-creating a world that is living out the highest good possible.
Right. So, living out the highest good possible, you don't want to put the word possible in it. I would suggest that you don't, because it has a backdrop of limitations. So the most possible is how can I put it? The most possible still has the limitation innate within that word of what is and isn't possible.
That's just stop and high is good.
Yes, exactly. And the other thing about, let's say, thinking again of words having levels of vibration and speed, when you end the sentence, you want to end, this is for everybody, you want to end your life purpose in the most inspiring, uplifting, so when you're done with it, it feels uplifting. So if you're reading that out loud and feeling how it feels, highest fit is an uplifting term. Highest good possible. Possible puts us back in our brain. The logical part of our brain. Like, huh, I wonder what is possible.
Mm-hmm.
So it actually then takes you down vibrationally.
Mm-hmm.
Because it puts you back in your logical brain. You see how that works?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. And so you do. You want the last phrase to be the most uplifting. So you're left with that picture, idea, and feeling. The other thing is, again, if you would read the last phrase, and let me coach you for a moment. Read the last phrase again.
Co-creating a world that is living out the highest good.
So when people are living out their highest good, how are they feeling?
Feeling inspired.
Right.
Connected to the community.
Okay, great. So, what I would suggest is in that last phrase, you get one or two intrinsic value words. So one word you said was inspiring. Sense of community might be the word feeling of belonging. So it could be co-creating a world where people are inspired and feel like they belong. And the highest good is realized or something like that. I mean, it needs to be your words, not mine, but it's the intrinsic value words interjected in there that bring the feeling, vibration, level, and moves it up. So the whole thing about the intrinsic value thing is just of utmost importance. When you create your visions, you also want to make sure that you have intrinsic value words in them. Those are the motivators. Again, because as human beings, we yearn moment to moment to feel the internal experience of being spiritual beings in a human body.
Mm-hmm.
And it is, those words are examples of that experience. Okay, thank you, Dawn. Camille, can I go back to you for a minute? You just have a sentence.
Okay, I'll see what I got here. Something, thank I can you. Read it. Let's see, my purpose in life is to be enthusiastic and compassionate while I connect with and empower the others, co-creating a world where everyone continues to manifest their dreams and live their perfect lives.
Great. That's great. Now the for teaching purposes, the middle section, if I may, my suggestion, if grammatically it fits, and this is for everyone, is to put yourself in the doing part. Now with some verbs that we choose or behaviors we choose, it doesn't fit, put in the sentence myself, but in yours it would fit. I think you used the word empowering.
Yeah, you know, while I'm connecting with and empower. While I'm empowering, in other words, and empowering, or while I connect with and empower others,
myself. So while I empower myself and others and connect or something, or vice versa. What you want to do.
Are you saying you have to put yourself, empower myself and others?
Yes, you want to put yourself in there.
Okay.
Now, some grammatical statements won't work that way, but most of them will. And it's very important to to do that, and it's also, for me, what makes my purpose statement more challenging, is because I have to treat myself the way I treat others. Like, oh my God. Sometimes that isn't so easy. So as you empower yourself, you do empower others. And as you empower others, you empower yourself. So a lot of times people will put loving in there. And, you know, the whole thing is, I need to love myself before I really can truly love others. So it would be being loving with myself and others, as an example. So for all of you, if the myself and others fits in the statement, put that in there, because you want to include yourself in the good that's to come. Okay, does that make sense?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What I would like to do, actually, is I want to give all of you my email address. You probably have it, but I'll give you a different one, actually. And I would love for you all to email me, you know, the first or second or third cut, whatever feels good to you as your life purpose statement, and or email me questions if you have any that come up when you're working with it. So my email address is a little bit long. It's Kathleen, it's all small letters, Kathleen at Conscious, and I'll spell it, it's hard to spell sometimes, C-O-N-S-C-I-O-U-S, relationship, coaching. So Kathleen at consciousrelationshipcoaching.com. Alrighty, so let me just take a couple more minutes here about life purpose statements, and I'll give you some examples. I'll read them to you. Quite often, people effectively use metaphors in their life purpose statements. So I'm going to read you a couple different ones, and then give you a sort of a thought. Thought for you to think about. On the Relationship Coaching Institute examples, there's one here that's really direct and short and sweet that I like. He didn't put the word world in it. This person didn't use the format that you guys did today, but I like how sort of succinct is this. It's the purpose of my life is to be a powerful, loving presence by honoring my heart, sharing my truth, and passionately championing pure possibility and authenticity. So it doesn't have the have section that we did, but I like sort of how bottom line he got with that one. I'd like to share mine, and then I'm going to tell you a couple things about words to give you an example of how important each and every word in your statement is. So I really want to recommend that you work some more with each and every word in your statement. So for me, personally, the one that I worked on for 9 months, this is what it is. My purpose is to celebrate the preciousness of this joyous dance of life, embracing myself and all others in God's perfect love, freeing our spirits to soar as one. Now, when that all came together, I just knew, ka-chunk, it was, this is me. It includes, you know, my philosophical ideas. It includes who and how I want to be in the world. And because it had God's perfect love in it, to be honest with you, it was difficult for me to read it in public. And I would share it, you know, as an example in seminars I did. And I think for the first 6 months, I would start to cry when I would say it. Because it was so inspiring to me, but it also, I felt so vulnerable reading it out loud, the fact that it had God's perfect love in it for some reason. So the words themselves, the phrase celebrate the preciousness of this joyous sense of life. I wanted to live my life daily as a celebration that, you know, living is a miracle and every day can be, if I make it, a celebration. So that word for me was really important. And then the word, the preciousness of this joyous dance of life, there's a couple things in there of importance to me. Dance of life to me, dancing is something that I love doing and I get out of my head when I'm doing it and I don't care what people think. And I just let myself go with the flow, feel the music in my body and move. And I don't care what anybody else is doing. If I look like a crazy person, that's okay with me. So I wanted to live my life like that, you know, to stay in the flow of the music of life, to not care what other people think, to do what feels right for me and to be in the flow. So this joyous dance of life is my reminder. I want to feel like I do when I'm dancing and when I'm just, you know, living in my daily life. Now, the word preciousness is probably one of the most important words in this statement for me. And the reason being, I had a very challenging childhood. And when I was probably 40, I realized that I'd always wanted my father to say that I was a precious little being, or treat me as if I was a precious being. And when I was about 40, I realized that I couldn't wait for that. That wasn't my father's sort of way of being in the world. And that I needed to give it to myself. So when I was doing my purpose statement, this took a lot of deep thought for me to come up with how can I affirm to myself in a meaningful way that I am a precious being, and begin to own that. For myself, no matter what other people think or do. So I put it for that reason in my purpose statement. And I had it in different places in the statement, and I ended up with it where it is now. But I tried it out, you know, in other places. Vibrationally, the word precious to me has high significance for me, high personal significance. So I wanted to make sure that it was just the statement in my statement. And the irony was, after I came up with this purpose statement, and I was complete with it, I wasn't ready to tell it to anybody. I didn't speak it out loud for a while. I really had to sit with it because it was kind of, almost intimidating for me. And probably 6 months after I came up with it, my husband one day was hugging me in the kitchen, and he put his hands on my shoulders and looked at me right in the eye, and he said, "You are so precious, Kathleen." And I was stunned because I didn't tell him the story I just told you about how important the word is to me. I didn't read my purpose to him yet. And to me, it was a great example of when my consciousness moves up to that space, potentially about myself, that then I attract that to me. So it's as if he was seeing me in a new way. So I can't underline enough how important each and every word is when you work with it until it permeates you. And let me read you a couple of others and then tell you what they mean in terms of the person. I'm going to read to you my late husband. Now, this is, the man who doesn't write, never wrote anything. And in the seminar, he had already worked 30 hours on work like this, so he was in a state, if you will, a trance, sort of a, you know, inspired state. This statement I'm going to read in a minute came through him. And afterwards, a couple days later, I have to admit my my small self said to him, "Why don't you relook at that and see if you can collapse some of the words? because his personal statement is really long. And he said, no, it's fine. And I said, well, you want it to be short enough that you can remember it so that it can just come forth right out of you. And he said, I can. And he stood there and said the whole purpose statement to me. And I was shocked because it's so long. And then I asked him about different specific words in it. And every single word in this statement had meaning to him. And nothing could come out of it. It was so him. So let me read this to you as an example of actually a long one. And he went out and sent his purpose statement to everybody everywhere. You know, he worked in a grocery store. He told people his purpose. He told the waitresses in restaurants. Totally cracked me up. He went crazy. My purpose in life is to radiate my divine essence while engaging, arousing, inspiring, and empowering myself and others to continue our journey on the path of enlightenment. As we co-create a world of peace, harmony, and abundance for every human being on this beautiful, precious planet Earth. I was like, oh my God, who am I married to? I definitely saw a new face on my husband after that. So let me give you I'll give you two others that are very metaphorical. The next one I'm going to read was a woman that had, you sort of picture this as I described, a very round face and big round blue eyes and blonde hair, and she just glowed out her face. Now, she took the seminar, made a statement. She's the one that I said made a statement, and it didn't fit. And it didn't fit, and she couldn't figure it out. And then all of a sudden, she was driving down the street, and this that I'm going to read to you came true for her. Whoever's phone's ringing, if you can mute star 6, would be great. Her statement is, my purpose is to let God's love shine through me like a sunbeam, radiating and connecting with the light in all others, together illuminating the world with love, peace, and joy. And her face is like a sunbeam radiating. It's so fit her. And then one more, and again, these are very metaphorical and took a pretty long time for these people to come up with. Sometimes succinct and short is more effective. But I want to give this example anyway. So this person is a woman who every day, even going to the grocery store, she dresses up and loves jewelry and things in her hair. And, you know, she's known for looking outrageous and beautiful often. So her purpose statement is, and this one's totally cracked me up, my purpose is to joyously parade in full magical costumes through this lifetime. While I, with passion and aliveness, connect with others to co-create a world where we all, feeling the precious sense of belonging, march together in God's magnificent parade.
Oh.
I know. Isn't that cool? I just got chills reading it. So, but know that these were definitely, except for my husband's, they were not the first cut going through that. It's like let yourself cook. Let it be a process that comes to you when you first wake up in the morning and you're not fully awake, or before you're going to sleep and you're in sort of that alpha brainwave state. Just let it cook and things will float in. And, you know, from time to time when they do, write the word down. So stay in the process like you're cooking. And you know, one day, tomorrow, or 6 months from now, it'll come through and feel like a chunk. The other thing that you'll know when it feels right that I recommend is that you stand up, you know, when you feel like you have your statement and you think this is it, that you stand up and you speak it out loud, you know, to another or just to yourself, but out loud is important. And say it with a commitment. And you will know from reading it, how does it feel in your body? How does it feel when you say it? Because when it goes to chest, you're going to go, oh my gosh, that feels great. You know, it brings forth in you and up in you a strong feeling of inspiration, and it also feels like every word is you, is who you are. So keep working with it until you have that feeling. Do not have in your head that it has to, you know, be done at a certain time. This is not about it being a logical process. It's about it being a transformation in consciousness process. And the more you think about it and work with it, the more it will permeate you, and the more easily you'll be able to bring it forward in your mind when you're out in the world, using it as a growth tool. And again, when you have an upset, bring it back to your mind in the communication. You can do it in your head to yourself. And what you'll notice is that the whole communication with someone that might be being difficult will shift and become very different. Okay, so the last 1 minute here, do any of you have anything you'd like to share or ask before we say goodbye today? Are you all stunned or or cooked? Okay, well, listen, it was fabulous for me. I hope it was helpful to you. And I appreciated all of you coming on the call and working with me. It's what I learned to do the most. So I'll say goodbye.
And I want to say thank you, Kathleen. It was very, very helpful. Certainly a different way to look at this life purpose. I really appreciate your generosity. Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. Have a great
Kathleen,
day.
It's Camille. I just wanted to say the same thing, too. I said thank you so much for bringing it to, you know, making it so much easier now to know, you know, because I just felt before, I was like, I'm not quite sure what this is. So thank you so much for really focusing it for us.
Yes, you're most welcome. Thank you for being here.
This is Debbie, and I wanted to tell you the same thing. Thank you very much, because the words are coming alive. So that's such a different feeling than looking at it saying, oh my gosh, I've got to figure out what my life purpose is at this point. So
yeah, it's so, everybody wants to know their life purpose, and they hold it as very nebulous.
Mm-hmm.
It's floating in the sky, and I don't have a clue how to figure it out. So thank you for saying that, and I'm glad it was helpful. And I love your phrase you just used, which is bringing it alive, and that's exactly what I was hoping for. So thank you for saying that. I love the phrase.
You very, very much so brought it alive. Thank
Great.
You very much.
Thanks. You're welcome.
Claudia, and I just wanted to say thank you. That was very inspiring, and thank you for sharing your life purpose statement. That was very helpful.
Great. Well, thanks for being here, Claudia.
Thank you for having me.
Have a great day.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Kathleen?
Yes? Hello?
Kathleen?
Yes.
It's Laura.
Who is this?
Laura.
Hi, sweetie pie.
Hi. If everybody's gone, we'd love to say thank you, too.
Oh, I'm glad. Thanks for being here.
This is great.
Yeah, well, good. Did you come up with some kind of statement you want to share with me?
Totally, I'd love to tell, you know, first of all, you know that I know by heart the one we did 23 years ago, so I still know that.
Oh, I probably should have had you share that online, that's great.
Well, we didn't share, although we would have many times. It was a great call, and it's funny, I've worked with this over and over again, and I know each version, I even have one up on my wall right here, but
that's great.
Well, today, I did it, you know, newly, as you requested, and had a great new response, and I love what I've got, so I'll read it to you, okay?
Great. Okay, Angela, thank you.
My purpose in life is to be loving and physical, dancing and connecting with all whom I meet, co-creating a world that exults together in exquisite engagement, celebrating divine union, and the unique beauty of each one's expression as one.
Woo!
Now here's my thing. I think anything you read it, read it three times. Like, you always need to hear it three times.
Yes.
So
yes.
I want to do it two more times. Can I do it two
Please
more
do.
Times?
And by the way, I got chills when you read it, so it was inspiring.
Yeah. Here we go. What, second time. My purpose in life is to be loving and physical, dancing and connecting with all whom I meet, creating a world that exults together in exquisite engagement, celebrating our divine union and the unique beauty of each one's expression as one. So then, final is, my purpose in life is to be loving and physical, dancing and connecting with all whom I meet, creating a world that exults together in exquisite engagement, celebrating our divine union and the unique beauty of each one's expression as one. Yay! The Sunyata has a longer one, and I want to hear it three times from him, if he will.
Absolutely, that'd be fabulous.
Hi. Yes.
Hi.
I don't think I'll read it three times. You'll have to listen and just give it some love.
Okay. You can do whatever you'd like.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. My purpose in life is to be loving, present, connected, conscious, authentic, while I connect, inspire, engage with myself and the community, co-creating a world that is connected, present, conscious, inspiring the highest possibilities of all in harmony with nature.
Oh, it's perfect that it ends in harmony with nature, knowing what I know about you. That goes right with your photograph.
Uh-huh.
Fabulous. That's fabulous. Now,
it's a very rough draft, I'm sure.
Yes, well, let me say, can I say a couple things about that?
Sure.
First of all, thanks for sharing it. That's fabulous. And just knowing the small amount I know about you, it definitely feels like a reflection of what I know, who I know you to be. So thank you. And actually, I wish I had said a little more about what I'm going to say in terms of recommendation for you. I wish I said this online because it's important. Now, you might be exactly when you work with it, you might change it here and there and come back to it being exactly how it is. So for me, it'd be more words than I can remember. On the other hand, for you, it might be like it was with my late husband. So you, and every word might for you have a different meaning, a different vibration, and each word be important to you. So in fact, you know, you might come back around and it ends up being exactly how it is.
Yeah, I was actually expecting to cut it down. Those were just sort of seed words in there, and I was going to...
Yes, exactly. So now in cutting it down, let me sort of, I'm sure you already know this, but let me state it anyway, what I recommend about cutting it down.
Sure.
Is to, what you do is you look at the words that you have in a section where you have several words, and think about, look at each one and see, are several of them similar, and which one has the highest vibration in the way I feel about that word.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you take three words that are similar and you pick the one that uplifts you the most, in your consciousness it processes you into that word holding all three words.
Sure.
So it's called collapsing, but I don't mean it from a logical perspective. It's collapsing and integrating, but it's on a feeling, dream state perspective. So collapsing words into their highest reflection in which holds all of it. So, and when you sit with each of the words from that perspective, I know that the one will bubble right up, the ones that are the most uplifting for you.
Right.
And they automatically will mean for you the other words because you're processing it through your being.
They got it. Yeah. That's great.
Yeah, great. I'd love for you, as I said to others, if you'd, you know, when you sit with it, work with it, tweak it, and feel... stand up and read it and feel great when you're reading it, I'd love for you to email me what you come up with. That'd be fabulous.
Yeah, I wrote it down, and I was planning on doing that. That's wonderful that you're, thank you so much for giving us this opportunity.
Yes, you're welcome. I'm so glad I thought of it. It was so last minute. I was afraid you wouldn't be able to, so I'm thrilled you were both able to be here with me.
Look,
I loved how you did the call. You managed it really well and handled, I think, a little bit of tension with a couple of them, or one of them, that was wonderful, the way you coached and brought it back around. And I was thinking about the recording of it. Is that going to be available as a download or a?
Yes, I'm going to make it available. Currently at the moment, somebody to listen to the recording would need to go through my portal. What I'm going to try to find out before the day's end is how to download it to my website, where somebody could just go into my website and click it and hear it. You know, I'd have to give you all my PIN numbers and all that stuff.
No, but if you can work that out with your website, that would be wonderful. It's a really great introduction into how to do this, or step-by-step, actually. A lot of good examples. I was loving hearing the other people's words and examples. That was great.
Yeah, terrific, and thank you.
Honey, do you have what's your situation? It's 12:42. Do you have a few more minutes?
I do, and what I'd like to do is get offline and call you on my regular phone instead of the recording. We're still being recorded.
Oh, that's perfect. Okay, will you call us on Kenyatta's number?
Yes. Give it to me again. It's
707-284-8725.
All right. Call you right back. Thanks. Bye.
Okay.
Bye, everyone.